pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord.
Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Mike Young. I'm senior pastor here at Newhall Christian Fellowship. Just a special welcome on behalf of the family to everyone here, all the visitors, and all the family alike. So today's going to be a great day. I'm going to be talking about specifically the story about blind Bartimaeus, and, well, I should say formerly called blind Bartimaeus because he got healed. So I know the last part of his life, he was just Bart. They just went by a simple Bart after that. And I just want to compare some of the things in his life and what he did and going to Jesus and how he expected to try to encourage us to go to Jesus for something big. Amen? Amen. All right. Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for today. I thank you for every single person that's here this morning. Lord, I pray for you to be glorified in our midst today, starting with our heart conditions. Right now, Lord, we purposely and intentionally focus our hearts on you. We posture ourselves, so to speak, Lord, focused on you to give you glory and honor, to worship you with all that we have today, Lord, because we didn't come in here just to gather in this big old building to do church, so to speak, but we came in here to meet with the living God. So we leave here, Lord, we're different than how we showed up. Would you please show yourself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are loyal to you? We ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's say good morning to each other. Well, good morning, everybody. Oh, that might take a while, then. Good morning. Well, if you want to get your bulletins out, I'm going to have Jeanette go over the announcements for us.
Good morning, everyone. Are you highly blessed and favored? That's right, we are. So we got the men's breakfast coming up. I believe that's this, is it this Saturday? Okay, that's this Saturday, the men's breakfast. Invite a friend, men. Then we have the Great Lakes Region coming up, September 18th. There's an insert in the bulletin, more information about it. For you to sign up and stuff. Game night is the third Friday. We had it just this past Friday, and boy, did we have fun. It was a hot night, but we all went into the prayer room where it's air conditioned, and it was awesome. And next Sunday is Noisy Sunday, so collect your coins and, well, paper money makes a lot of noise too. So, and we have two special birthdays on that day. So, it's Mike, Pastor Mike and Tammy. So, yeah. And we have the NCF 10-year anniversary coming up, September 12th. Woo! 10 years of God's faithfulness. We have three sign-up sheets back there. Well, actually two. One's a duplicate, but if you could please look it over, see what food you would like to bring. If you have any questions, I can help you out with that, just if it's confusing. I hope it's not. But then there's another one. We would like to know how many guests we're having, including you, all of you. So if you could please fill that out, that'd be most helpful. Thank you. And we have the midweek groups. We are this Wednesday going to Millennium Park. That's at 6:30. we'll give more information about that for people that are coming. We'll probably have somebody out there flagging you down or something, right? Okay. Because we're going to go into the right side, not the left side.
We're going to go to wherever we can get a
spot. Okay, yeah.
Right,
okay. Yep, so we'll make sure that you see us and know where to go. Okay, so just show up and bring your own food and drinks and everything, okay? And the morning life groups are starting up September 8th, and we have morning life groups that are going to be on Thursday mornings this September as well.
Thanks, Jeanette. So can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for your great care for each one of us, Lord. And I know I say it just about every single Sunday, but Lord, I just want you to know that all of us from the bottom of our heart are so grateful for this wonderful salvation you've given to us. Out of your great love, you have changed our everything. And Lord, you take such good care of us. We're going to give back to you out of what you've already given to us. And Lord, we're just stewards of all the blessings you've given to us, Lord. So in our stewardship, we're going to tithe back to you, and we ask you to glorify your name and extend your kingdom with it. Would you please do this, Lord? Father, your word says you love a cheerful giver. So I just pray, Lord, for all the cheerful givers today that would really sense your love, that they would know that you get a kick out of them. Would you please do that, Lord? In Jesus' name, amen. Worship team, come on up as the baskets go by you.
Morning. Will you please stand? You ready to worship the Lord in all his holiness? I am. You Oren?
Yeah.
Right. I have to pick on Oren sometimes because he picks on me a lot. My favorite memory, other than Oren and Natalie coming and praying with Brad and I many times, is one Christmas getting the Christmas program together. And, man, it was something. And at the end of it, he comes walking up. He says, it was after practice. He says, kid, didn't think you'd do it, but you pulled it together. It's like, I'm glad he had the faith in me afterwards. I love our family here. Do you love our family here? I do.
Something inside of me knows there is surely more than this. Echoes of eternity all around us. There's music within my soul. Fingerprints, there's evidence running through.
like a trumpet will beat my soul. My soul sings for you. Spinning heart, I was made for you. My God, evermore, my soul sings for you.
Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we come into your presence with joy and thanksgiving in our hearts. Lord, we bring it all to you and lay it at your feet, knowing that you are our great creator. And Lord, especially that you have something for us today in this place, whether it be corporate or whether it just be personal for us. Lord, your name is to be praised and adored. Lord, we lift our lives to you in this place today.
When I close my eyes, I can see your glory. When I raise my hands, I can touch your face. When I bow my knees, I stand before you and cry.
Says he's bringing us from glory to glory, and it will always be changing, ever changing until his coming. Let's sing this again with that in mind. Let's put it out there. God, change me the way you want me.
When I close my eyes, I can see your glory. When I raise my hands, I can is for me. ever seen, no ear has ever heard the fullness of your love and the kindness undeserved. This mystery of grace I cannot comprehend, that you would call me you. Your goodness is running after, is running after me. Your goodness is running after, is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, is running after me. Your goodness is running after, is running after me. Your goodness is running after, is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, is running after me.
All my life.
All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to have your presence with us all the time. Lord, there's sometimes when we're almost overwhelmed by having your presence with us in the midst of all the different things that life can bring us, all the different situations that we walk through, all the different things that we find ourselves in. Lord, you're always with us. We can sing that the goodness of God is with us. And so we're just grateful, Lord. We praise you and we exalt you. Lord, if we were just to spend time one at a time to come up here and get in the line and thank you for all the amazing things in our lives, I think we'd be here long after it got dark. Because, Lord, when people give testimonies, it reminds us of your faithfulness in our lives. As we tell about the good things in our family, they're reminded of good things in their family. As people testify of your faithfulness at work, we're reminded of your faithfulness at our jobs. And so, Lord, we're just going to take a moment here as your people, and we're going to brag on you to each other. We're going to remind each other of your faithfulness. Holy Spirit, would you help us? Would you remind us of the amazing love that God shows us every day of our lives? Would you do that now? In Jesus' name, amen. Let's just take a second and just come on up and give God glory for the good stuff that he's done for us this week in our lives.